forward. In a hectic world, people rarely take the time to ask, let alone really ponder, what is the meaning of life? Why am I here? What is the purpose of mankind? And for those who do ask, where can they turn for answers? Steeped in evolution, the world's universities don't know the answer. They only mock the question. Science, which relies solely on what can be seen and measured, can only offer a theory. Our political leaders, who are invested mostly in maintaining the status quo and winning the next election, don't have a clue. Surely our religious leaders know. After all, it's their job. And if you ask them, they will tell you, the purpose of human life is to get to one's eternal reward in heaven. But many find this answer to be all too nebulous. Could it be that we're missing something? Could it be that we have it all wrong? According to Revelation 12, Satan the devil has the whole world in the grip of massive deceptions. By fully appealing to the power of human self-delusion. Verse 9. This includes every source of knowledge you can imagine. Education, philosophy, science, even religion. Yes, especially religion. Why would Satan do this? Because he's hiding something from us, from you. He doesn't want you to know the truth about human existence, about mankind's purpose. The renowned physicist Stephen Hawking once said, "The greatest enemy of knowledge is not ignorance, it is the illusion of knowledge." This is substantially true of all science, philosophy, and religion. And quite frankly, today's Christianity in particular is predicated on the illusion of knowledge. Its leaders claim to have the answers to life's greatest mysteries, such as, why were you born? But only offer lip service to God as they pump up their biblically illiterate followers with humanistic feel-goodism. The idea of going to heaven makes people feel good, but is that really what the Bible teaches? Is there nothing of greater substance to human existence? If you're like most people, you don't have the time or inclination to look into the matter. Or do you? Most of us are just too busy enjoying the pleasures of life. We chase after happiness by amassing physical material things. We get caught up in various routines and never stop long enough to ask the big questions. It's like Jesus warned, the cares of this world choke out anything truly spiritual. That's why this society has a carnival-like atmosphere, driven by the massive media entertainment industry, producing a make-believe reality. Satan wants you fully distracted so that you can't think and can't ask the big questions. But these days are full of stress and fear, conflict and evil, war and terror. For some, this makes them stop and think, is mankind rushing headlong into oblivion? Where is all of this heading? What happened to God? Why isn't he doing something? Maybe he is, and you just don't know it. That's what this book is all about. Removing the satanic blindness so you can see what God is really doing. So you can understand why God created mankind. So you can know why you were born. Every living thing strives towards growth, endeavors unconsciously to fulfill its God-ordained potential. It's a law of nature. But not so for humans, because man is a thinking creature with a godlike will. We live by the choices we make. And more often than not, those choices lead us into conflict with God's way of life. The inevitable results are unhappiness, suffering, destruction, and death. Indeed, we see it all around us. But what if our choices were more deliberate, grounded on God's word, and in harmony with His grand design? Then we too would strive toward growth. We would consciously live to fulfill our human potential and eternal destiny because we would know why we were born. To be sure, there can be no more important knowledge than to understand the purpose for which you draw breath. From a speck of dust to a son of God, why were you born? Peels back the layers of deception that have kept man and woman in the dark on this all-important subject. All the reader needs is his or her Bible and a mind that is open and willing to be taught, to be shown the marvelous eternal future God has planned for those who truly love Him. Let this book be your guide, because God's purpose for your life is far greater than you have dared to imagine.